since my dad, Noah. Every week, we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about our favorite NBA team, the Philadelphia 76ers. This year, they have been a very big, we'll say, disappointment to us as fans. We had high expectations. They did not meet those. So we'll break it down, give you the rundown, what happened, and everything in between.
Okay. And if you want to comment about your favorite team, or maybe it is the Sixers, do so in YouTube comments and also subscribe on YouTube. And you can do the same on Apple Podcasts. Leave your comments about any NBA team in there and subscribe and follow. Do all that on Spotify also.
We really like hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So
and
you
then
can,
maybe we'll share something on the podcast about someone's favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can hear it in Eden's voice, the disappointment. Like, just kind of down. I don't know if it's because you're tired or because the Sixers just stink. But maybe a combination of both.
Yeah.
So Sixers came in with the expectations of, at the very least, getting to the conference finals. Because they haven't been there. Joel Embiid, for being as great as he is, has not been to the conference finals. And they built this team to get there.
Yeah.
And now they are the second. As we record this on Sunday, it's before they host the Clippers. They're 3-12, second worst team in the NBA. No? Second worst team in the Eastern Conference? Yeah, probably second worst team in the Eastern Conference. Or in the NBA.
In the NBA.
Either way, 3-12 is unacceptable. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Because when the teams that you're being compared to are Washington, Portland, all the Pelicans, they have everybody hurt.
Top of their division last year.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, they're 29.
It's brutal. It's brutal. 30. So what stands out to you about the Sixers season so far?
Everyone's hurt.
Yeah, specifically Joel Embiid being hurt so much. And
Joel Embiid, he's always gotten hurt a lot. I mean, he was hurt at the beginning of his NBA career. He didn't play till like his second year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not like a Chet Holmgren situation. Like, he had injured his foot and he wasn't playing for a few years even.
Yeah, so when, and then Embiid this year was he was worn out in the playoffs, and that's always a thing. He's always injured or not in great physical condition in the playoffs because the Sixers rely on him so much. And then he is worn out in the playoffs, then decides, all right, I'm going to play in the Olympics. Didn't look great in the Olympics. And then there was no mention of an injury or anything like that. And then all of a sudden just doesn't start. Like, he just wasn't feeling right to start the season. Now he's back out there, and he's clearly still hurt. And he's got that huge knee brace on.
And
he's 5 years left on a contract.
Not doing anything really to help.
Brutal.
So he's a player out there, but he's not doing too much to help.
No, he can't. And when he's out there, he thinks he can still do all this stuff, but he simply can't.
Tyrese Maxey, he's back now. He was out to start the season first.
No, he played the start of the season.
He played the start of the season. He's kind of back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's back now, but he hasn't been. They all played together for the first time this week against Memphis, and that was a disaster. But Maxey, to start the season, didn't have, he carried the team last year at stretches. I remember being out in Utah when he had the 50-point game and when he missed. But he wasn't, like, he had to carry all the load this year, but he wasn't shooting the ball well. And
I mean, the team can't rely on one player.
Mm-mm.
Because when you look at the roster, if everyone's healthy, it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty stacked, kind of.
I just don't expect this team to be healthy.
It's not going
to
be all
the problem.
No team is all healthy, but I mean, gotta have somebody. They literally have no one.
When you have a history of injuries with Joel Embiid, and then the other plan is to bring in Paul George, I understand that's what they had to do to try to maximize this window of time they have to get to a finals, but
Paul George is just in and out.
In and out, constantly. Always. Always. So those three again, if healthy, that's as good of a three player as you have on any roster in the league. But you just can't ever count on them to be healthy, which is a shame. And what makes Maxey so enjoyable is that he enjoys the game so much. And I just don't want him to lose that joy.
Yeah.
And speaking of Maxey, you've got a that's Maxey right there.
Yeah.
Named him Maxey.
Yeah.
How about any we'll mix it up. We'll go there's plenty more negative about this team, but how about a bright spot?
A bright spot. Okay, so Jared McCabe, he brings a lot of joy to the Sixers, a lot of joy to the game. He's a great shooter, and I mean, he's been scoring a lot of points for the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been what's been uplifting the team a little bit.
Yeah, and he's playing with that youthful energy, the rookie from Duke, and who I thought when the Sixers had a chance to draft, when Dalton Kennect, the shooter from Tennessee, kept falling, I'm thinking, oh, this is perfect. Sixers, that's what they need. They need this shooter. And then they drafted McCain. I was like, I think I'd rather have Kennect. But and they've both been really good.
Has Kennect been good?
Yeah, he has. He's been a good shooter.
What team with the Lakers.
The Lakers. But Jared McCain is pretty easy to root for. And he's had the ball in his hands a lot.
I mean, I think he brings a lot of energy.
Sure.
And I mean, he keeps the game going. He has that hope to push up,
He plays with a great sense of optimism.
Yeah, that's the word. Optimism. He tries hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not giving up in the middle of the game even if they're down by 30 points.
Right, and the fact is, their best player this year has been a rookie. And this is a team that expected to get to at least the conference finals.
Yeah.
Just can't happen. Yeah. It can't happen. And it all came to a head in this players-only meeting last week when...
No coach?
No, it was just a players-only meeting. Okay. I think it was just players. But then word got out, and this happens all the time. It gets leaked to somebody in the press, and it got leaked to Shams Charania at ESPN that Maxey called out Embiid saying, we're tired of you showing up late, not giving full effort. And look, this has been going on for a long time with Embiid.
Because he shows up.
But he's been their best player. So when you are when you're performing on the court, you can get away with all this other stuff. Like Allen Iverson, always late. Even to games. He would show up like a half hour before the game started and just go.
Like he shows
but
he up
always,
late.
But he always performed. And the players were like, all right, that's just what comes with it. But now that that Embiid's not performing, okay, enough.
Yeah, because he's showing up late, I've heard from people like in the press, stuff like that, showing up late to practice an hour before game, or late to practice a little bit, or right before practice starts.
Yeah, he's never been known as, oftentimes you want your best player to be first guy in the gym, last guy out of the gym to set the example. Yeah. And that's never been Embiid.
I mean, could you name me someone who is that on another team that's like a star?
Who does that?
Yeah.
LeBron. Okay. First one
great
in
example.
Last one.
Yeah. Embiid is the
anti-LeBron.
we can say it like that.
Yeah, but look, we were looking at some of the stats, and you wrote it down here about the lineups that they've had out there the most often have included who?
Andre Drummond, Kyle Lowry, and Kelly Oubre.
Okay, so that you're gonna win 20 games that way.
Yeah,
I mean it's just that like this.
I mean they're good players. They're just, I mean,
yeah, but. Yeah. You can't expect to win games that way.
Yeah.
Sixers are a terrible three-point shooting team. They're a terrible shooting team in general.
Yeah, 3-point percent. They're 29
out of 30.
30. Three-pointers made, 24th out of 30. That's not even
gross.
That good anyway.
Nope.
And they're second to worst shooting team.
Right? Yeah, so field goal percentage is 29 out of 30.
You're relying on one person to shoot the ball. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah, nothing has worked.
It's called a team,
mm-hmm.
not a personal.
And they're getting blown out. Even so, when you look at in the standings, you'll see differential, and that's their point differential. So the Sixers' point differential is -7, meaning the opponents are scoring 7 more points a game than they are.
Uh-huh.
And so I always tell athletes, to broadcasters, to put it in context. Okay, so they're -7. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, here, I'll give you two teams that are in their division.
Yeah, in their division, yep.
The Celtics are +10.
Yep.
The Knicks are +5. So they're scoring, Celtics are scoring 10 more points than the other team.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's a difference.
Yep.
next five.
Right. So those are two good teams.
Yeah.
And the Celtics are far and away better than any other team in the league.
Well.
Just in general.
The not Celtics. Every team.
I understand the Cavs have a better record, but the Celtics are without a doubt the best team in the league.
Yes, they're definitely.
Without a doubt. But right now, the East has been so bad that this stretch right here, starting with that Memphis game that they lost, and then they beat the Nets two nights ago when McCain had 14 in the fourth and the team had a great fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's a stretch of 10 games where if they're a good team, they should be 7-3. And if they went 7-3, then they would be 10-15 and starting to feel good about themselves.
That's honestly not that bad.
Right, it's certainly an improvement.
Compared to...
They started 3-12.
Well, compared to where they are now, that's right. Not that great.
If they take this stretch at anything under 500, so anything under 5-5, it's over. Yeah. And I think in that point, they might... Who knows what they do? Maybe they shut down Joel Embiid for the rest of the year. Maybe the fans just say, we're not coming to games. Because I don't think that the ownership group has been honest with the fans. And I think they've taken advantage of the fans as well.
I mean, it's not fun when your team is on a losing streak against teams they should defeat.
Yeah. I agree. It's just so disappointing. Yeah. If you had to pick another team to root for this year in the league, who would it be?
The Clippers.
Oh, because of Mo.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I can choose a different team. So a team that I don't have a connection with.
Okay.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
I like them. Yeah. It's a good team.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
I root for them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I want them to get far.
All right. And what we've started doing more before school is, so you're waking up about 6, and today's show comes on at 7, but local news has been so depressing here in New York that instead of just putting on local news before today's show, been putting on SportsCenter around 10 after 6. So we've been catching up on some more sports stuff and then putting on NBA TV to get some more NBA highlights.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like being able to, I don't have to, either you don't have to show me just a clip from a game you saw or even you didn't see. Mm-hmm. We can both catch up on it.
Yeah.
And it's just a recap of the game in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice. So it's nice to be able to watch that stuff. And that's exactly how I grew up as a kid. Came downstairs for breakfast, put on SportsCenter. And Grandpa he probably would have had the news on, but he was gone. He was long at work before I ever got downstairs for breakfast. And I didn't see him in the morning. So I came downstairs, put on SportsCenter. And the only time I'd ever have to like turn it down, the volume, is if Grandmom would have, like maybe it was a question of whether we were going to have school or not, or a delay, and had to listen on the radio for our number to be called, our school district number, to see if there was a delay or not. But that's how I spent every morning was watching SportsCenter. So it's been fun. All right. I just hope it's not, doesn't continue to be a disappointment, but I'm prepared for it to be so.
Yeah. I don't think there's really a way they can have a...
Speak up.
I don't think there's really a way they can have a super successful season.
Correct.
When you've already lost 12 games.
I agree.
That already ruined part of your season. So I don't have big hopes for you.
All right. I love you.
Love you.